Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. A recent research study asked children to name their favorite activity. It is, wait for it, playing. Stunning news, I know. But as you may have discovered, play isn't as simple as it once was. A mom with two young children asked me recently what sort of play her kids need. In a world where many parents work and play is neatly organized into play dates and play groups and requires schedules, driving, and equipment, how our children play takes thought and preparation. I'm not even touching the subject of electronics, which is a whole nother can of worms. It wasn't this difficult in my generation. We had Lincoln Logs and little cars, Barbie dolls and bicycles. I played cribbage and dominoes with my dad, and occasionally we had cutthroat family Monopoly games. At school recesses, we drew elaborate free-form hopscotch games in the dirt and then tried to hop around our creations. There were no video games or computers. Quiet time and rainy days were spent reading or drawing. My brother and I spent an entire summer looking for smooth stones and painting designs on them. And the kids in my neighborhood spent summer evenings playing baseball in the street with spray-painted bases or building forts in vacant lots. If I complained of being bored, my mom was full of suggestions, which didn't include driving to the mall. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She was always there when my brother and I arrived home from school, and she was amazing about providing supplies for our projects and games. I was encouraged to use my imagination, to nurture creativity. Messes were welcome, as long as we helped clean up. Play was engaging and fun and usually involved connecting with other people. And that's why I sometimes worry about the children I meet these days. Many of the kids I talk to can't occupy themselves without an adult telling them in some detail what to do, or without an electronic device serving the same purpose. There's nothing wrong with organized, structured play. Children can learn valuable social skills by getting together with their peers. They can learn teamwork, sportsmanship, respect, cooperation, and how to express emotions appropriately by playing organized sports. But play is also developmental work for children, and good play helps them develop cognitive, emotional, and social skills. What kind of play do children really need? Well, what children require from play is connection. When they're very young, the best sort of play is the kind experts call child-directed play. In other words, you provide some simple materials or basic toys and then get down on the floor with your child. You follow her lead, helping her play games or simply experiment with the available toys and materials. This sort of play is so effective at helping children learn that a specialized form of it, called floor time, is advocated by experts like Stanley Greenspan to support brain development for autistic and other special needs children. As children grow, you can help them nurture their budding imaginations by providing props for dress-up and other role-playing games. Children don't need expensive toys and equipment to play productively. Give them boxes, washable markers, and tape, and see what they build. Let them make forts out of pillows and sofa cushions. Keep the TV off. This sort of unstructured play encourages children to explore and helps them become kids who can entertain themselves, come up with new ideas, and possibly save the world someday. Structured play is fine too, of course, and sometimes it's all busy parents have time for. But as much as you can, make time for free-form, unhurried, unstructured play. Don't forget to play with your children either. Turns out that play is healthy for parents too. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.